We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Talk about the concerns you have about the quarantine rules in schools for students in New York State.
Well, right now, quarantines are the new school closures. They are basically the same as the arbitrary 6-foot rule from last year that kept schools closed. But this is no longer March 2020, and we have the means and the ability to keep healthy students and staff in school. If we look at the impact of school closures from last year, so much damage has been done, and there's a lot of debate on things. There's a lot of politicization on things. But right now, we're all in agreement from the state government on down through the counties, through the superintendents. We're all in agreement that healthy kids need to be in class for 180 days this year, and this is already really being threatened by the arbitrary quarantine policy. So what's happening now, and I don't know if many people know this, but Erie County's school quarantine policy is more restrictive than that of New York State Department of Health and that of the CDC, so that if there are two positive cases in a class, despite all the children being masked, the entire class will be shut down. This, of course, greatly affects elementary schools where kids are unvaccinated. And, of course, this is affecting buses where, you know, buses are being quarantined despite also being masked. And some students, you know, being 30 feet apart from the actual person who tested positive. So, what we know, though, is that the science is clear. With the proper mitigations, you know, schools should have been open last year, and they can and should be fully open this year, and we need to examine this quarantine policy.
And what concerns have you heard from parents? Have there been a lot of examples of quarantining in Erie County schools?
Yes, a lot of people are starting to reach out to me. There was just a woman the other day whose high school daughter actually is fully vaccinated, but is only just within that 2-week inoculation period. And so simply because she sat in the same lunchroom with someone who tested positive, now she is being forced to stay at home for 10 days. And by the way, she's taking high honors classes. She's taking college classes. She's falling behind. It's homecoming week. There are school dances. She's being forced to miss all of these things. Meanwhile, she is asymptomatic. She does not have COVID, and she's being forced to quarantine. And, you know, these families are so heartbroken, and the kids are heartbroken and mortified that they have to stay home and that they're missing out. And, you know, it's not last year where we had remote instruction. That is no longer the case. They're being sent home with some schoolwork, and they're essentially missing, you know, 10 full days of instruction.
Should there be a testing option as a way to kind of compromise on this between the Erie County Department of Health, or the State Department of Health, and students? If you are deemed a close contact, perhaps if you test negative in the morning, you should be allowed to go to school?
Yes, testing options are called test to stay and test to play. Sports teams are using them as well. And this is a very big deal. And this is something that Erie County and New York State should be looking at and should be using. It's all about being totally logical and following the science. It's being adopted by California, Massachusetts, Utah, Illinois, so many states. It's being done in the United Kingdom. And what happens is if you are deemed a close contact, you provide asymptomatic people will provide a negative rapid test for a couple of days that allows them to stay in class or to continue playing. It's simple. it's easy. What we're facing essentially is an information problem. And while we didn't have this information in March of 2020, we have this information now. We have the testing ability now, and we need to start using it. Every day does matter, and we need our leaders to believe this and act on it.
So is that the big change you would make to this policy, is just kind of institute a testing program for those who are deemed close contacts to cases? Because we are seeing cases in schools, and of course, naturally, that will come with close contacts. But that's a lot of days for kids to miss, especially when a lot of them are likely healthy.
Exactly. And, you know, no one's arguing that if someone tests positive for COVID that they shouldn't stay home in quarantine. No one's arguing against that. However, most studies have shown that the majority of people who were deemed close contacts never end up testing positive with COVID. So that is actually been shown in the research, and we need to start using test to stay. It's a very simple thing. You know, I've heard that there are testing shortages. Again, this can't be the excuse. We have to figure out a way around this, and it needs to be implemented now. In Maryland, for example, in Montgomery County, in the first week of school, over 1,300 kids were put into quarantine. When the parents argued this and pushed back, I have to give it to Montgomery County, they immediately changed their quarantine policy and ordered 40,000 rapid tests from the state, because they recognize the importance of keeping these kids in school.
All right, Tarya, is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything you think parents should know?
Yes, you know, the quarantining of healthy children is simply outdated. It's inhumane, and it's just a blunt instrument that should no longer be used.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.